Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, I think during the breaks a lot of times it's even better radio than on air. With these guests, I mean, I'm just as intrigued and excited as you are, even more so. Constant discussions with my guests during the breaks. But it is the breaks that allow us, you know, in this system to get the energy cubes we need to be on air and, you know, finance this whole thing. So it is symbiotic. We appreciate all of our sponsors. But I was bringing up the fact, really asking Dr. Begich to judge who I am, because it's always good to have outside perspectives. And I said, well, you know, I really am fearless. But it's because I know I've got to do this because it's the right direction, and that we are basically going down the wrong road if I don't. So it's not a thing of courage fighting corruption. It's something I've got to do, like a tropism, you know, something that's just ingrained in me. But sometimes it comes off like fear. For me, if my neighbor's house is on fire and I call him and say, wake up, your house is on fire, that's not fear. That's taking action.
Right.
And Dr. Begich agreed with me. I mean, what's your view on yourself and what you do, what I'm doing?
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, each of us have a gift. And when we recognize the gift and begin to work within it, it doesn't create fear. It creates the opposite: confidence, a sense of purpose, because you are doing what you're talented and good at. And that's, again, for the rest of the public out there. You know, each of us have those gifts, and we all have a sphere of influence, whether it's our families and friends or a radio audience. But when you're working within your gifts and within that realm, you don't experience fear, you know, as an individual. I don't. I know you don't, Alex. And it's because we're doing what we know we can do, what we're capable of doing. We know we're not alone. We're being assisted in lots of different ways. But we move forward in that knowledge safely and confidently and without fear. If you're experiencing fear and worry as you engage a conflict, perhaps you need to pull back a little bit and analyze whether it's you that should engage this conflict, or whether you should hand the baton to another, or whether it's the right time. You know, ask yourself. You know, those things are normal emotions to tell us, hey, be careful, be cautious. If you plow through them, you have a lot of risk, and I don't think we're ever put into a battle that we're not equipped to fight, but we have to know that going into the battle. So each one that we each individually pick becomes incredibly important.
Yeah, if you are hearing a danger, Will Robinson, back off. Ease back. Yeah. I mean, my problem, Dr. Begich, is I never hear the danger, Will Robinson. It's just, it's just full speed ahead.
But, you know, occasionally, and I got to say this, occasionally, though, Alex, and I know you do this as well as I do, you'll be in the course of your work, you'll run into someone that you just have that sinking bad feeling about.
Yes.
And you just go, well, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I'm just going to ignore this situation or avoid this individual. And, you know, 6 months rolls by and you figure out why. Well, I think that's important. And so it's not really fear as much as it is awareness, again, of what's around you and what can come against you and whose interest you're opposing, because people like to keep their self-interest preserved. And when you're stepping on toes as we are, you know, you excite some people, but, you know, I look at it this way. That's great. That means it's working. You know, when they start hammering on you, it's working. And you can look at the work we've done over the years, and it does make its way in. You know, in a number of the technical reports dealing with personal privacy issues, Earth Pulse and the work that we've done is cited there because it's quality material. The stuff that we do to alert the public and stimulate activity is just that, stimulating activity. But the listeners, people who hear these words and act on them, do things that we could never do. And people go, well, I'm just this little guy doing this little thing. Well, you don't know. A guy walking down the street, just as simple as a smile to the guy walking the other way. And the guy walking the other way maybe gets that bit of encouragement and goes off and creates some great invention. Now, who is the stimulator of that invention? The guy who invented it? Or the guy who acted as the catalyst by a little human compassion? I think the guy who acted as the catalyst, and each of us is the catalyst of change.
Well, it's the listeners of this broadcast that make it so incredibly powerful and dangerous to the globalist paradigm. We're going to come back and take phone calls. This has been one of the most amazing interviews ever with Dr. Nick Begich. The awakening, the quickening is accelerating. We can all feel it.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Nick Begas is our guest for the rest of this segment, and I got a bunch of news and your calls we'll be getting into. John, Mark, Bill, Donna, we'll get to at least you for Dr. Nick Begas here in a moment, but he said something that really struck home for me that I've been really focusing on lately, and that's that we're not alone. There are billions of people on this planet who are now awake. And Zbigniew Brzezinski earlier last year, he bemoaned that it doesn't mean people have all the answers, but they're now awakening and shattering the tiny little cave that they've been put into, and that we stand not just with those that are alive, but literally with all other truth seekers and lovers of liberty throughout history, and that's the most valuable thing in the world. It's the only thing that's going to fulfill, is fulfilling your destiny and being a good person.
I'm totally with you. You know, and I think all of us, again, I want to emphasize, you know, that some of the most profound things in my life have been triggered by people who think themselves insignificant. And, man, I just can't say it enough, is we beat ourselves up pretty thoroughly, pretty regularly, because we're sort of the worst critics of ourselves. But cut yourself just a little bit of slack. And if you know your problems, try and overcome them. But more importantly, take control of the things you can take control of. And that's where you start to build your confidence back. You know, on these issues, if somebody asked you or me years ago when we began our work, and it laid out for us the path we would have traveled, we would have looked at them like they were absolutely out of their minds. And yet, by stepping into what we could do, we discovered all these other things that we could do. And I think that's the true nature of this experience. And, you know, the back the information is delivered, like we were talking off air. You know, we're there to try and awaken the public to the issues that are important in this day. And in doing so, we take a lot of responsibility. I mean, what people do as a result of my words, I don't just let go of it. I know, Alex, you don't either. That those words that influence other people's actions make me partially responsible for what others do.
And that was my next point. I talked about that before you were on today. The only thing that freaks me out, and it's not even freaks me out, it's the only area where I get butterflies, is that I genuinely am affecting people, and I can see the growth curve. It's exponential.
Right.
And then I look at myself, and I do beat myself up, and I say, you've got to do a better job. Look at the effect you're having. But then I realize, look, all I'm doing is the best job I can, and I've got a good heart. I'm going in the right direction, and so I just turn it over to God.
Yeah, I'm with you there, absolutely with you there. And you know, and I tell you, you know, even those of us that do this work every day, you know, we experience all the same kinds of things that everyone else does. You know, no one's free of anything in terms of tension in their lives. In fact, busy people tend to have very complex lives, and that's kind of the way we thrive, I think. But again, opportunity for change is there. These technologies offer us great opportunities to enhance our possibilities, and that's a lot of the work that I'm taking in the in this last year and moving forward. I stopped lecturing for a couple of years, and I may get back into a little more of that as time moves on, but mainly to get a focus back on sort of a chance to look at what I've been doing, look at the effect of it, and then saying, you know, what are the most important things that I need to address?
I was about to say, I haven't, for some reason, you know, years blipped by, and I hadn't called you in over a year to have you on, and then I call you, and I don't want to say you sound changed, but I think like everybody, you sound accelerated in the trajectory you were already on, but you sound even more powerful.
I feel like the direction's clear for me, and the opportunity now to really offer encouragement and to try and take the messages that we've been giving on technology and show the other side of that sword and really start to focus more on, okay, these are the things that can be done to us. What can we do ourselves? What can we do to open up the understanding of what's happening and, more importantly, perhaps trigger some of our own latent capabilities?
So going off of defense onto offense.
Absolutely. Let's look for the tools for transformation, the things that allow us to move forward. And I'm not, you know, there's two sides to this. There's a mechanical side of things we can make and build that will help us be healthier, think clearer, you know, do those kinds of things. And then there's a spiritual component that is an individual component that we have to search out in our own ways. And I'm, you know, I'm not, that is not my direction in life to define that for folks. But having said that, anyone that I've ever met that's done anything decent in the world has a deep underlying religious and philosophical underpinning, and that matters.
Well, that was my next point, and we got to get to calls here or hold you longer if you can do it.
Yeah.
But I promise to get to these. I'm not bashing atheists. I don't dislike atheists.
Right.
And I run into some who are overall good people, but on average not as good, and they can always use aberrant state-driven examples of religion being used as a cover or an envelope for bad, but the people I see facing down real corruption now, I mean, they have an underlying, you know, tie-in to the universe. They understand that justice, you know, the universe bends towards justice, and I see the globalist always pushing an atheistic view, a cynical view, but then when I actually study the New World Order, they are secretly extremely
right.
religious, but what would
right.
be called the dark side.
Right, I agree with that. And again, the recognition of what we are is fundamental to the change. You know, we're talking about changing the way the world works. We have to change the way we operate as individuals by recognizing first and individually what we are and then begin to act. And as we do, we learn more about what we're capable of. Just like a little child, it doesn't end. It continues. That's the whole living experience. And we keep being told, stop thinking, stop contemplating, stop, just fall into the herd. And that is not what humans are intended to be. And this globalist, elitist type of attitude, this paternalistic type of attitude, needs to end. And I think, again, it's been with us a long time. You know, religions tend to be corrupted generation or two after, as people discover the mysteries within the religion, within the philosophy, that actually, you know, science doesn't operate in a vacuum either. You know, God created order, and out of that comes, in one sense, some science. And, you know, it helps us understand the creation, but it isn't the creation in and of itself. And that, I think, is, again, getting back to this basic thing about changing the world requires changing ourselves. And getting rid of fear and worry is the first step in making that change. And then opening up our eyes to the things that we can do and acting on them and seeking. I believe it's important to seek the face of God. Whatever that means to you, I think that is incredibly important. And in the seeking, it's the finding. And I'm not going
to
tell people.
Because that opens you up. I mean, now the box is gone. When you start to seek it, then you realize that you can see much further than you thought.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then you also get this recognition you're not alone. And then you start to recognize a little bit about what is possible. As you start to run into what you call coincidences and you realize they're not coincidence at all, you start to do things and all of a sudden the resources appear when you didn't think there were any. Those are, you know, that's miraculous living, and it starts with a changed attitude and a changed outlook. And it is a struggle every single day to change who we are, but it is critically important to recognize that's what life is on this planet. From the time we're born to the time we die, it's an evolution. It's a recognition of our
strength. Exactly. The globalists try to create an artificial system where on the surface there's no struggle,
right,
but in that is actually the death, you know, of your individualistic drive. It is through the struggle that we are empowered.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's our best learning environment. And, you know, in the one sense, you know, we're going through a rough time in the economy. We're going through a lot of rough times around the country.
And we see the awakening.
And the awakening happens because that's when we recognize our own strengths, because it's either die or live. We have to make choices. And then we start to recognize the neighbors that we have around us who we never even saw before, who have their hand out and always did. That's where the change starts.
Well, beautifully said. Let's take some calls and do one more short segment because Doc's got to go at 30 after, and I really want to get to these calls, but what a profound interview. And I talked to the Doc. It was his idea, but it's funny. At the same time, I've been thinking about folks to fill in more often when I'm working on films or going out of town, and he just volunteered, hey, I could fill in sometime. So we're getting a great list of folks, the Health Ranger, Dr. Nick Begich, Paul Joseph Watson, Lou Rockwell. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Colorado. John, you're our first caller for Dr. Nick Begich.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Good. You got a question for him?
Yeah, I do. I'm an electronics technician, and I just love what you guys are talking about today. I've always been interested in physics and quantum physics and stuff like that. But anyway, a question I had was, does HARP use a particular frequency?
Yeah, it does, and it's in the high frequency range, but it covers, because you have the technical background, you can manipulate the primary signal and create a secondary effect, which actually gives you the range of 16 decades of frequency, which covers everything from ultra-low to visible light.
Is that the modulation?
Yes, this is by modulating it or pulsing the signal to create varying effects and the coupling with the ionosphere to utilize it for creating effects. But it's essentially a high-frequency transmitter. If you can go to the official HARP website and get the specific frequency. I don't have it right in front of me. But, again, it's the narrow band of high frequency that's used then to create this larger effect.
Going back to that question, I never had time to jam in, and then we'll get another quick one to go to break, come back with other callers. But why are so many of these towers near the poles? I mean, is it easier to manipulate there?
Well, you want to be close to where the magnetic field lines intersect the Earth, which is at the poles, and you also need a high available source of energy. And, of course, in Alaska we have the oil and gas fields of the North Slope. 25% of all the undiscovered oil in the world is in the Arctic, and so that's important. But the magnetic field line locations is the critical element. The closer they are to the ground, the easier it is to inject energy into them, much more efficiently.
Is there any evidence they're actually sucking some type of energy source out of the polar vortex?
Well, that's a question that has not been adequately answered, and there's really a question of whether they can tap energy out of the ionosphere, which is a...
You have those magnetic fields, correct, coming in at that point into the atmosphere and into the pole. We'll be right back with more calls. Great question, John.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new Energy Czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 5th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,380. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,415.76, $707.88 for a half ounce, or $353.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,415.76, $707.88, or $353.94.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
There's been big developments on that top Bush aide. Looks like mind control. Incredible developments on that front. The guy found dead in the landfill. That's coming up in the next segment. Only got 5 minutes left with Dr. Begich. I've hogged him for myself, but we're going to your calls with quick questions. Who's up next here, John? Mark in Minnesota. Quick question or comment for Dr. Begich.
Yes, doctor. I was wondering your take on, I don't know, I didn't catch the whole show here, so I don't know if you've covered this, but I was wondering about the Gulf oil spill and if some of the toxins could be coming out of the Gulf and coming on shore and developing some kind of a clouds of gas or toxins and killing the birds and animals down there.
That's a good question, Doc.
Great question. I don't have any specific information on that, and I've not seen anything on that, but, you know, we did see a huge release of toxic material there, similar to what we had at the Valdez Exxon spill. But we didn't see those kinds of effects associated with our spill here. So it's hard to say. I think the judge is out on that, but it's certainly a good issue to raise because it did bring in a lot of toxins that weren't in the environment before.
Well, we know when they say all the seafood's safe, the tests have showed that it's not. They've been lying about that. Mark, great question. Bill in Florida, you're on the air with Dr. Nick Baggage.
Hi, Alex. I got a question. How do I protect myself against a cell phone tower that is 200 yards away?
There's not a lot you can actually do. I mean, short of creating a Faraday cage and shunting the energy away from you, and that's not a practical solution. I can tell you up to 1,500 meters, cell towers have a biological effect that was documented years ago. I lectured with one of the scientists in Switzerland some years ago on this same subject, and that's the range is 1,500 meters, which is quite a bit further out than you are. The greater effect is with young children or developing children. They tend to be more affected by this. If you remember the old EPA studies of power lines, when they involved children, they showed all kinds of negative effects. So they redid the studies with just adults and showed no effects. That's important. The only real solution is reconsideration of your location if you feel it's affecting your health in a deleterious way.
And we see this across the spectrum with fluoride, many times worse for children. It's radiation, many times worse. I guess it's something to do with the fast, growing, fast dividing cells.
Right.
We know that radiation in adults targets the gums, the intestines, fast growing cells. With a child, the whole thing's fast growing.
That's exactly it. And then for other technologies like cell phones where you're placing them against your head, the skull's thickness is half at age five of an adult, and so or less than half. So you have a lot more energy transiting into the brain. And so there's lots of physical characteristics with children that affect them much differently than adults, particularly when you're considering these new sources of concern.
Good question, Bill. Donna in Louisiana, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, hello, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, nice to talk to you. Thank you for all you do, and thank you, Dr. Baggage, as well. I was wondering about empathy genes, pertinent to what you were talking about earlier. They did some studies several years ago, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, I remember, wondering why at the time they were interested in such a thing. But this may play into some of your discussion about mind control and fear and the empathy that we have that they're trying to suppress or something.
We know the Pentagon has been working on turning off empathy to have kind of biological android. I mean, who needs a Terminator machine when you've got a human that's had their thinking process turned off? Dr. Baggage?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of work being done now because of post-traumatic stress syndrome of wiping out memory. Now, I would be very concerned about this because of several reasons. One is you wipe the memory clean on the surface, you may not wipe it out. In other words, you continue to play with it in your subconscious, which could lead to huge and new forms of psychosis. The other thing is what if all those troops were involved in some illegal, immoral, unethical, evil activity that normal human beings wouldn't participate in, which is why they're experiencing post-traumatic stress syndrome, and that what you're trying to do is wipe out their memory so you can deny that whatever they saw or participated in never happened. That's my concern.
Well, that's like studies show that people don't get very depressed when they see killing as something that was in defense or righteous. But your body, your brain actually attacks you if it thinks you've done bad. Even if you've rationalized consciously, your subconscious wants to kill you.
Yeah, and I think we're playing in an area that is very, very dangerous. You know, trying to wipe out a memory rather than deal with what it is that has changed a person. You know, we do the same thing in this country every day with chemicals issued by doctors instead of people sitting down with counselors getting to the root of their problems. Now we want to just wipe out the memory so we can excuse bad behavior. I don't think it's a good idea.
Doc, I won't keep you any longer after the break. We'll just do 2 minutes and plug Earth Pulse and your work and how folks can support it, and we'll let you go. Then I'll get into all the big news, folks, and more of your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com and their site, of course. We'll give you on the other side of this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to let Dr. Begich go. I've got a huge news blitz I must cover. I promised myself this morning I would get to at least, you know, the headlines here. I've gotten to some of it. But Dr. Begich, we're going to have you back very soon. You know, I blink my eyes and a year goes by. We hadn't had you on in about a year and a half. He's back with us here today. But there's a lot of different sites folks can visit. We sell your books and videos. People can get them at earthpulse.com. What are some of the other sites people can visit to find out about the exciting stuff you're doing?
Well, yeah, the Earth Pulse site has, you know, a lot of articles and information, a lot of free information, incidentally, is there as well. But, you know, if people want our books and videos, go to Infowar.com. Support Alex's work and mine by doing that, and I appreciate it. The other thing I can say is, I mean this sincerely, I really appreciate the prayers I get from listeners, and I don't want to understate that. I need that every day, and I appreciate it.
And, same here, and that's what I really want is people's love and their prayers, and I want everybody to know my love and prayers are going right back out at you.
Well, and I appreciate it, and more than anyone will ever know, and you know, there's a lot left to do, and I look forward to this year. What's coming in this year and what's coming in the future is liberation and liberty again in our individual lives and hopefully in the world around us.
Well, that's why the system is so scared and closing. They can feel and see what we feel and see.
That's absolutely it. And we are the force. We were created to be good stewards of this planet. We were created to lift each other up. That is our obligation to the creation itself and to ourselves and to our next generation. I look forward to the work that's before us. And the challenges, at the same time, know that we don't walk alone. We all walk with friends, and we'll continue to meet each other as life takes us down our trail.
God bless you, Dr. Nick Baggage. We look forward to speaking to you again in the near future.
God bless you and your listening audience. Take care now.
All right, amazing talking to him. He's, the last few years, really not been doing anything, and now he is back and not even recharged, just more informative and insightful than ever. And everybody, either people are giving in more to evil and corruption and getting more into that, or they're getting more into freedom and liberty. And I can just feel it every day. I can hardly contain myself. I mean, but then it's also very frustrating to see all the corruption and bad things growing as well. And I don't even so much get angry as I just get motivated to sweep these people aside, because I can just see them. I can tell you they're weak. I know they're bad. And it's because we haven't stepped into who we really are that they've been able to get away with this. It is a joke. It is a joke. It's like watching an ant whip an elephant. And it that is absolutely backwards. Okay. When I see stories like this, it makes my mind, as I said in the first hour, explode in 1,000 fractals of understanding. It's like a shake and bake. It's like box-made brownies or biscuits. I mean, all you do is add milk. It's a prepackaged tropism. It's always done the same. How do we know different terrorist stage? We look at it. It has all the same characteristics, the patsies, the people being protected, the setups, the giving them the passports, their boss being Pentagon run. And when I saw the bombing in Egypt over the weekend, I was pleased, let it be real Muslim terrorists. Please, please. That's much less scary in my gut than knowing the government's doing it. Please, 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 please. Please let 911 be the way they say it is. But it isn't. And it's always the same story. They were being protected. The police had folks evacuate. There was inside knowledge. Government intelligence was involved. It's always the same. They're going to use it as a crackdown measure. I mean, you think I'm happy that Anwar al-Awlaki, one of the top al-Qaeda people, is admittedly a Pentagon secret asset and running the attacks? I mean, I'm not concerned about a bunch of ragtag idiots running around in the desert. Ragtag idiots can't pull off 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't, okay? And it's the same thing. This top Pentagon aide to Bush, senior, and junior, and Reagan, involved in all sorts of very suspicious things. We've done research on him in the White House, in the Pentagon. He's found in a trash can that was then dumped into a landfill. Now, in Fami Malek fame, the Arkansas Medical Examiner, they killed people. That is, someone in the government killed people. And then Fami Malek would declare it suicide when they'd been shot, arms and legs cut off. I mean, ridiculous stuff, okay? It'd be like saying I cut my own arms and legs off and then put myself in a trunk and threw it in the Atlantic Ocean. It's impossible. But a few days ago, we learned he's dead. Dead in a landfill. And now they want to imply that he was a bad guy, showing that he must have gotten some information out to the media or somebody, and now they want to discredit him ahead of that info coming out. Now, get ready for this. This has drugged up mind control written all over it. That's what it has written all over it. Or something similar. Because it's always the same MO. They always do stuff like this. Disoriented and wearing just one shoe. Bizarre last sighting of top White House aide found murdered and dumped in a landfill. Top Pentagon aide found dead at a landfill site was seen in confused state 48 hours before his death, wandering around the car park and wearing only one shoe. John Wheeler was disoriented and not wearing a coat despite the freezing temperature, according to the car park attendant in Wilmington, Delaware. Asked if he felt okay, the 66-year-old simply replied, no. The following day, he was also seen wandering around the town in the last sighting before his body was discovered, dumped into the landfill. Now, it gets even more insane. This is out today, the 5th of January, 2011. Here's the next one. Man found in landfill tied to arson attempt. John P. Wheeler, the third, planted incendiary devices at neighbor's home in Delaware days before his disappearance. And this is from the Delaware police. Do you believe any of this? I mean, I hope they don't find yours truly dead in a landfill sometime and then claim I put bombs in my neighbor's house. Now he's a terrorist? I mean, you really believe this? Now he's Al-Qaeda. What, do I go to Walmart and report him to Big Sis? Police found evidence linking John P. Parsons, Wheeler, the third, to devices planted at the Newcastle home of a neighbor with whom he had been feuding, said the source. He was close to the investigation. And then on top of it, he's running around drooling in the freezing temperature with one shoe. They got him, drugged him up, threw him back out of the car. And then somebody else said, just go ahead and kill that guy. The feud was over the size of the neighbor's house, which was under construction in the city's historic district. Yeah, I bet. I mean, who writes this stuff? Who makes this stuff up? Now it'll all be about him being an arsonist instead of who killed him and threw him in a stinking landfill. Now they're showing surveillance footage of him wandering around. The source emphasized that the evidence does not shed light on the murder itself, but has helped detectives understand Wheeler's state of mind before he disappeared. Yeah, sure. Boy, the detectives are just absolutely sure that he planted a bomb. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is fogging up, you know, the whole discussion. Wheeler was found dead in a landfill on Friday, and the police are trying to retrace his movements between December 28th and then. That's good with the video, guys. Thanks. Continuing here, the case has drawn national attention. Newark police received roughly 70 media calls Tuesday because Wheeler, 66, lived such a distinguished public life. Oh, he was so distinguished until he wasn't wearing a shoe or a coat outside and was acting crazy. Guy running for his life probably is what happened. And boy, they got him. And to make sure everybody knows Mr. Wheeler's a bad man involved in all the key Pentagon operations, why would he plant those bombs? Or maybe he was mind control the whole time and blew a gasket. You don't know. You don't know with these people. The sky is the limit. But it's got black ops written all over it. People are like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Where else does it go? Where else does it point? Running around like he's out of his mind, not wearing a shoe in freezing Arctic weather for days? Bombs at people's houses? Bush aid found in a landfill? I remember having the D.C. madam on a few months before she was killed, and I told her, I said, if you know more stuff about the Johns that your women were seeing, top brass, White House, you name it, is reportedly what was in there, you better tell people right now. And she's like, no, I'm going to hold on to all of that. And then I called her landlord at the condo she owned. And she wasn't going to kill herself. She said she was being followed. She was going to hide the stuff with her mommy. And they hung her in the garage. And it didn't matter if I had audio tapes of her live on air saying she'd never kill herself. Old friends went on the news with no evidence and said that she said she was going to kill herself. Let me tell you something. I will never commit suicide. Never, 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 never. And anybody that pops up and says that I told him I was, that person's a stinking New World Order piece of trash. I want that on record right now. Okay? I love life. I've got total gusto for it. So much. I love life so much, I'm willing to put myself in the crosshairs for everybody, including my children, because people before me did it, so we'd have some basic dignity. I'm in love with life. I'm in love with creation. I'm in love with everything good. I know how to recognize what's wholesome. And this New World Order is the opposite of wholesome, and I don't like it. Oh, my gosh. All right, I said I'd get into the news. Here it is. This was pointed out by Jaron, who's been doing a bunch of research on it today. I've sent it over to the Watson brothers if one of them chooses to do a story. Starlicide, or goal toxic, is a chemical that's used to kill European starlings and gulls, but less toxic to other birds and mammals. And it's got restricted use, and Jaron looked at 99, 2000, 2008, 2009, constant scandals with starlicide killing birds, and it's sprayed for some reason in December and January dealing with soybeans, which are grown heavily in Arkansas and surrounding areas. But the state could be covering up that it was used and saying, oh, they didn't die from any poison. But could starlicide liquefy their organs? I doubt it. It needs to be looked into. But something that Jaron dug up there, and that is important. We know they use restricted pesticides all the time without authorization. It wouldn't be the first time the state covered it up, because the states are caught all the time using restricted pesticides. Okay, let me just look. There's only one way to get to all this news. I'll just go through it stack by stack, because it's all out of control in here. Leaked document, EPA knowingly approved bee-killing pesticide. That's confirmed by Natural News. And it goes to the fact that they knew that the pesticide, clothianidin, would wipe out honeybees, but the EPA quietly gave authorization for it to be used nationwide, and it's used in Europe, and those are the main zones where the honeybees are dying in mass, along with most species of bumblebee, which pollinate the plants, but corporations don't care. They'd rather tax your carbon dioxide that plants breathe instead of caring about anything serious. Yeah, open-air cloned animals, toxic waste everywhere, chemical warfare, biological weapons, genetic engineering, mouse pox, flu shots everywhere, all these dangerous things, all these mutagens. Let's not worry about that. Let's worry about mother's milk to the earth, carbon dioxide, just absolute buffoonery. Get all the hippies worried about something that doesn't matter instead of all these real crises. Whatever. Whatever they want to do, that's it. Mass bird and fish die-offs go global, spark end times panic. Brazil, Sweden, New Zealand hit with strange phenomenon as speculation rages. Key article by Paul Joseph Watson boiling all of that down. Why are the animals dying? Birds, fish wiped out in mysterious deaths. Mike Adams got a good report on that. Victorian River up in Canada turns bright green, very mysterious. Don't know what's going on with that. Humans have intentionally modified weather for military purposes and climate control for decades. So how do we know all this freak weather isn't caused by that? Or chain reactions from weather modification? The answer is a lot of it is caused by that. We've seen a lot of floods and things in the past that have been connected directly to Army testing and Navy testing right here where I live in Texas. It came out about 12 years ago in the San Antonio Express News. They caused a bunch of floods. So that continues. This is just one stack. I got like 10. I'm never going to get to all this. So that's an important area. Here's another report. New York City blizzard. Feds open criminal probe into alleged city worker conspiracy during storm response. It's been confirmed that they had a union slowdown. You know, how do you do that when people are dying? Can't you have your protest some other time? But it's just insane. Continuing. Oh, no, not another ice age. And even Fox News covered this. This is a report here from IMVA about how incredibly accurate the predictions were of Piers Corbin. We had him on here early last year. He predicted exactly what happened dealing with the solar winds and also magnetic effects of the Earth in relationship to moon cycles. Amazing. And there's a lot of reports about how devastatingly accurate he is. We're going to be getting him on. But the government's answer is, oh, this is global warming causing the coldest temperatures in 1,000 years in Europe and the United States and many other areas. Incredible article at London Guardian. The Tories are going to turn over the national parks of England completely for private sale and logging to pay off debts to foreign banks. Just like they're handing over the islands of Greece to the foreign swindling banks. Same thing here. For sale, all of our forest, not some of them, nor most of them, the whole lot. So you got to love that. Hypocrite George Monbiot, who openly calls for world government while simultaneously writing articles for major publications saying it doesn't exist. So that's their total contempt for you. And as long as you're unknowledgeable, they can win. As soon as you're as smart about the New World Order as you are about football, you'll see what scum they are. They revel in you being ignorant. Get smart now. These people are easy to beat. You just haven't fought them yet. If some swollen redneck from Texas can decimate them like a 5,000-foot ogre, what can you do? Hypocrite George Monbiot condemns large, expansive homes, except his own, just like Al Gore. Just giant, lavish, 20,000 square feet, jet aircraft, Al Gore, Monbiot, the Prince of Wales. You shouldn't be able to take a hot bath, but they got scores of homes, just hypocritic, bloated scum, handing over the forest, sawing them down everywhere. But don't worry, a carbon tax will save you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Folks, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm sorry to all these callers. We got to most of you. We'll be back tomorrow live. And I've got to get to the satellites that they claim were to stop global warming, that were to analyze it. And now the WikiLeaks and the Germans have admitted it's true, working with the U.S. government. They're pure spy satellites, infrared. Now, what they don't tell you is the big secret weapon is on the ground, they get an infrared scan of your body from passive cameras. They then attach it with a face scan integrated in that they already have from your digital photo and your passport or your driver's license. Now they have your heat resonance. Then they create a model of that from the top of your body and off your heat signature from your shoulders and the top of your head. They can identify you from space. And that's what this is really all about, and that's the big secret weapon Bob Woodward talked about that he wouldn't tell you what it was over in Iraq. And they've also got other wavelength systems that send out basically a sonar wave that goes through your clothes. Then they can scan a 360 of your body, but they need a biometric scan. That's what the naked body scanners are for. One use is to get that 360 bio scan. And I told you that 2 years ago, and now it's even the Wall Street Journal told you that. So, look, I know what they're doing. And it's disgusting. But it's for the Earth and global warming satellites. It's all lies. Something really important. Ventura confirmed that Homeland Security and others threatened Time Warner, so they removed his show, the police state episode that breaks down the whole takeover plan. They hit a hole in one. We hit a hole in one. I was a big consultant on that. Very proud of that episode, and that's why I freaked out when it actually aired. And I called Ventura that night and congratulated him, and I called them all, and we talked about it and couldn't believe it got on air, and then they took it off. They're now remotely erasing it off of DVRs, and it's confirmed they're doing it. So, and they're now starting to erase the JFK and Wall Street and water. They do not want this seen. They're erasing it off YouTube as well, but we found some sites that do have it. And in pretty good quality, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This cost around $300,000 to make. It's a 45-minute show, and they are very upset about this, okay? This episode shows you the total martial law, the 10 FEMA governors. This really upset Homeland Security. I mean, there were all sorts of things I can't talk about that went on with this. Men in black showing up, people being broke into. I'm just going to leave it at that. In fact, I'm not even supposed to. I'm going to shut up now. They're pretty freaked out. There probably won't even be a show next year. There you go. We wondered how it got on air. Well, yeah, the Eye of Sauron noticed it, and that's your free country. So if you want that video, you better get it and spread it out to everybody. It's on. Oh, I wanted to do the search today. I was going to do a search today. The only time we failed at doing this is when I do it at the end of the show. Everybody search and search and search again. Censored Jesse Ventura. Censored Jesse Ventura. Censored Jesse Ventura. Censored Jesse Ventura. Three words, put it in Google, Yahoo, hit them hard, hit them all, copy our article over so that you can then have the traffic to your site. I don't care about the traffic. I care about the truth, okay? I'm far beyond driven. Point of no return was passed many years ago. It's about defeating the globalists. It's us or them. Censored Jesse Ventura. Three words, censored Jesse Ventura, censored Jesse Ventura, censored Jesse Ventura. Please, we cannot fail. I meant to rant and rave about this today and tell you to get that video out. There doesn't need to be, 100,000 views on this video. There needs to be 10 million. Get this video. And get it out to everyone now, now, now. Censor Jesse Ventura show on FEMA camps survives on YouTube. I will get into the whole police state control grid that I've been meaning to get to for days. It's so horrible that at a subconscious level, I've not been covering it. I will cover that tomorrow. More powerful guests this week and next week. Great job to the crew. Censor Jesse Ventura. Search it. Ram it down their throat.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.